From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Attorney General Eric Holder has picked federal prosecutor John Durham to conduct a preliminary investigation of CIA officers and contractors who used unauthorized interrogation tactics against terrorism suspects. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Holder said he chose Durham in part because he was already investigating the CIA's destruction of interrogation videotapes, a job that Durham was assigned by Bush Attorney General Michael Mukasey. Durham is an experienced prosecutor who, over a 30-year career, has established a record of prosecuting mobsters, corrupt public officials, and FBI agents. He played no role in a previous decision by the Bush administration not to investigate CIA officials who went further in interrogations than was authorized. In a statement today, Attorney General Holder acknowledged that his decision to reopen the inquiry would be controversial, but he noted that the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility had recommended reopening that investigation, and after reading the CIA's own report on the interrogation tactics released today, Holder agreed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Associated Press, citing law enforcement sources, is saying that singer Michael Jackson's death is being ruled a homicide. Preliminary toxicology ruling from the L.A. Coroner's Office apparently determined Jackson's death was due to a lethal combination of drugs, including a powerful anesthetic. That could mean that Jackson's doctor might face criminal charges. Jackson was found dead in a rented home on June 25th. His doctor, Conrad Murray, had reportedly administered the pop star a wide range of drugs to help him sleep. Auto dealers spent the day scrambling to submit last-minute sales under the federal Cash for Clunkers program, which ended tonight. The Department of Transportation says it has extended the deadline for dealers to submit the claims after the website shut down for several hours today. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
The Cash for Clunkers program was a big boost for new car sales, but dealers complained the program was plagued by administrative problems. Richard Genthy is a Chevy dealer in Southgate, Michigan. With two more claims to file, he ran into this message when the federal claims website shut down this morning.
To more quickly serve your request, please visit the site at a later time. We apologize for any inconvenience.
The Department of Transportation now says dealers have until noon Tuesday to file claims. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says there will be between 700 to 800,000 new cars sold under the program. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Irish drug maker Warner Chilcott has agreed to buy Procter & Gamble's pharmaceutical business for just over $3 billion. With the move, Chilcott expects to be able to more than triple its revenues and significantly expand its product line. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 3 points. The Nasdaq lost 2 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was off a fraction today. This is NPR. An Iraqi official says that bombs attached to two minibuses exploded southeast of Baghdad today, killing at least 20 people and wounding at least 10 more. The official says the bombings occurred in the Shiite city of Kut, with the first bomb exploding around 1 p.m. and a second bomb going off a short time later. The bombings are the latest in a series of attacks in Iraq that have claimed the lives of hundreds of people there in recent weeks. They come as U.S. forces have been turning over much of the day-to-day security operations in Iraq to Iraqis. South Korea and the U.S. will continue to enforce U.N. sanctions on North Korea for its May nuclear test. From Seoul, Dwally Sakautao reports.
North Korea pardoned two American journalists for illegally entering its country and released a South Korean worker it detained for 4 months, but American and South Korean officials said today in Seoul they will keep enforcing UN sanctions against the reclusive nation. After a meeting with South Korea's nuclear envoy, U.S. diplomat Philip Goldberg, who is responsible for coordinating UN sanctions on Pyongyang, told reporters the goal is to return to the process of denuclearization. A foreign ministry spokesman said South Korea will continue to faithfully carry out UN resolutions while urging North Korea to return to six-party talks. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sakautao in Seoul.
Weather permitting, the space shuttle Discovery and a seven-astronaut crew are set to blast off in just a few hours from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. The early morning liftoff, set for 1:36 a.m. Eastern Time, will send the shuttle to the International Space Station with a full load of supplies, including a $5 million treadmill named after TV comedian Stephen Colbert. NASA says it thinks there's an 80% chance conditions will be acceptable by liftoff. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.